Come on now. Let's reconstruct a life and spin the fabric of faith. Let this be a community of faith. Now I'm talking both to the Muslims and the Christians because I hate the differences. I hate the divisions and the stupidity of religious bigotry and hatred when you have people of God. Now, some of you may not have wanted to hear me this morning, thinking that, well, he don't believe in Jesus. But Jesus says, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I'm one of those sheep. And if you can listen to me and go away unmoved to make a change in your life, then you can say, well, truly, he shouldn't have been here. But no man can sit under my voice and remain the same after I feed them the word of Almighty God. No man. And I have proved to you that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The world has tried to crush me, but the more they jump on me, the stronger I become. And I have become an advocate for the weak and the defenseless and the poor. Why? Why do I risk my life and the life of my family? Because I can sacrifice everything for the love of God. So when you have faith, not just the grain of a mustard seed, but Jesus put it so beautifully. If you had faith, the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to the mountain, be removed, and it would be so. You would say to the sycamore tree, be uprooted and planted in the depth of the sea, and it would be so. How dare you think that the mountain of opposition that is in your personal life, that your faith in God and his Christ would not give you power to remove it. You can cool the waters. Jesus in the boat. The wind's blowing. He's trying to get some rest. And the disciples say, wake up, master. Wake up. We're about to die up in here. And he said, oh, peace, be still. And the winds calmed and the waves went down. And he looked at his disciples and said, oh ye of little faith. He made the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak. He raised the dead to life. And he told his disciples that you can do this yourself. And then he said, greater things that I do, shall you do. But you can't do it if you haven't weaved the fabric of faith. And you see, when you got the right garment on, and I ain't talking about this kind, but we can look good in this kind, but be empty on the inside with a faithless heart. But when you have weaved the fabric of faith, when you are obedient to God and rooting your life in your love for him and his word, then you weave a fabric that allows you to make a hat, put on the helmet of salvation. When you have that fabric of faith, you can put on the breastplate of righteousness. When you have the fabric of faith, you take up the sword of the Spirit and charge your feet with the gospel shoes, putting on the whole armor of God that you may stand against the wiles of Satan. That's the fabric. That's the fabric of faith that every Christian should be weaved. That's your garment. Every Muslim, that's your garment. Put it on. Build it up. So that you will know when you leave this place that you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth you, because you have put on the fabric of faith. Thank you for listening. God bless you.